Hello, Grove Crest people. This is Mr. Hoops. I'm the principal at Grove Crest. Welcome to our third radio show. We have a special guest today, and she is going to introduce herself. She's one of our sixth graders that's starting something. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Belle Cahoon, and I'm organizing a holiday food drive to help families in need.
Awesome. So, Belle, you introduced this idea to me last week, and your mom wrote up a flyer for us that we sent out to all the parents and stuff like that. What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, I've noticed a lot of families on the street that don't have food and that they don't have any shelter or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to help them by donating food.
That's wonderful. That's a great idea. And you've gotten plenty of people to help you out with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's helped you?
My parents and my grandparents.
Awesome. And your parents or your grandparents live in California and they're helping you from there too.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and we had our assembly yesterday. We have one every Monday. And Belle introduced her fundraiser, her idea to everybody there. And she did it through a write-up that she did. And why don't you go ahead and read that for everybody to hear.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Belle Cahoon and I'm organizing a holiday food drive to help families in need. Did you know that of every 5 children in Utah County doesn't know where their next meal will come from? I am asking that you bring canned and boxed food items to donate for the Grove Crest Food Drive. There will be a prize for the class who donates the most items. Bring your donations to class, where your teacher will tally the number of items. Then they can be put in a large donation box in front of the office. Please give if you can. It means a lot to the less fortunate families this Christmas season. Thank you.
That was wonderful. And so we've got already in our box out there, we've got quite a bit of food, and it's a contest for all the glasses. And whoever wins, whoever provides the most food pie class, gets a prize at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you worked it out? Awesome. Anything else you want to share with us about this food drive?
Can I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Do you enjoy being a principal?
Yes, I do. Absolutely enjoy it. I like being with kids. I like to go and roam around and see different classrooms and see what they're doing. I like the people I work with. I absolutely love being a principal.
Okay. How does being a principal help you?
Well, being a principal gives me a little bit of time where I can do research and read a lot of stuff. And so I get on, like, Twitter. And I get on another app called Vox where I actually get to talk to principals. I do all that stuff. And I listen to podcasts, read a lot of articles, and I see it as a really great learning experience for me to be able to see all this stuff that's happening around the world and what people are doing that's helping kids to learn. Plus, I get to go around and I get to watch teachers teach. And that helps me to become a better teacher as well. So. And I get to watch them have relationships with you guys. All that sort of stuff just helps me to be a better person, a better principal. Yeah.
Okay. How do you run the school?
How do I run the school? Well, I told you this before, but I can't do it by myself. And the biggest thing about that is I've got some really, really great people that I work with. We have some really awesome teachers here that know how to teach, that love kids, that love to share what they're learning. And they do a wonderful job. If we didn't have them, we really wouldn't have a school. And then we also have some really good people here in the office. We have Mrs. Chipman, Mrs. Cryer, Mr. Nelson. They know the school and the community really, really well. And that helps me to be a better principal there, to know people. And then we've got all the kinds of other people. You know, Mr. Hadley, our custodian, and his help. And then we've got our lunch ladies. We got a lot of people that help make this school run. We have parents that come in and they volunteer and they help out. Really, we couldn't do it without parents either. So, and you guys play a part as well. Kids do. Yeah. If you guys didn't show up to school, who would we teach? Really? So, yeah, you guys play a part, especially when you do stuff like this, when you do food drives and when kids come up with some great ideas to help bring the school together and bring the community together. Wow. Really cool things are happening. That's how the schools ran. I there's no way I come up with all these ideas by myself. No way. Yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
Any other questions you have?
No.
Okay. Well, I have just one more question for you.
Okay.
What's the greatest thing you like about Grove Crest?
It teaches me, like, all the stuff that I need to learn, like, when I get older, and, like, the mathematics and science and language arts, like, all those fun stuff. So, yeah.
Cool. Actually, I have two more questions. So I lied when I had only one question. Next question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's awesome. Okay, last question. What do you like to do right now? Like, what do you do for fun?
I ride horses.
Really?
I play soccer and basketball.
That's awesome stuff. My daughter likes to play basketball and soccer. And I think if we had a horse more conveniently close to us, she'd like to ride horses as well. So you're just like her. Anyway, well, Belle, thank you so much for coming and joining us during our radio show. And ladies and gentlemen, students, I hope you'll take part in this food drive. It's for a good cause. It's for kids who need it. And we hope you'll take part. So thanks for joining us. Say goodbye, Belle.
Bye.
See ya.